Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. I read an article about what the author called shrinkflation. I'd heard that word before, but always referred to the idea of shrinkflation as packaging inflation, or shrinkflation, if you want to use either word, refers to companies dealing with higher production costs by reducing the amount of whatever it is that is sold instead of increasing the price. If you ever see, and we all have, the word new, size, stamped all over the label, or other words like family size, larger size, party pack, or value pack, you are seeing the precursor to shrinkflation. What companies do is introduce these larger sizes and charge more. Then over time, they slowly reduce the amount, be it weight, volume, or liquid measure, until they get back to the original size or close to it, all the while the price remains the same. The weight of the Hershey bar in the 1950s was about 4 ounces. It was a honker of a bar. This was its standard off-the-candy shelf size. Today, it weighs about 1.5 ounces. To top it off, the price of the 4-ounce chocolate bar was a nickel. Today's reduced version of 1.4 ounces costs about $1.30. Do the math, and today's bar has had a 6,600% increase since the 1950s. Yikes. Besides the bait-and-switch method of size manipulation to get you used to a higher price, thinking that you get more product, then slowly shrinking the amount you get over time while keeping the price elevated, this is called packaging inflation in my mind, and it's a bit faster in accomplishing the task, but just as stealthy as shrinkflation. Millions are spent in research to make the necessary changes to packages to avoid raising prices and instead just give you a little less of something. Shaping bottles with a waistline or conical bottom skinnies up the volumes contained there in the bottle. Making cereal boxes the same dimension in front but reducing the width makes them appear the same size but with less cereal. Gum sleeves may have a blank spot where a piece of gum used to be. You don't see the blank until after you've bought it and opened it up. Ice cream tubs may still look like a gallon tub, but they are miniature-shaped versions of the old-style gallon tub. Beer companies smartly added water and sold it as light beer. Potato chip companies fill the bags with air so you can't tell what's in there and how much is in there. Ice cream, butter, and cream cheese companies came up with the whipped version, which contains more air, and air is free and takes up space to boot. Coffee is packaged in 12-ounce bags instead of the usual pound bag it used to be sold by. Pill bottles are stuffed with cotton to take up room so us shakers cannot hear the empty space. They say the cotton is to stop the pills from breaking, but we know better. Eggs are still sold by the dozen, but one day we might see the 11-pack. Not just yet, however, so the price just keeps going up. Same with a gallon of milk. Next to come will be the mini gallon of milk, which is not really a gallon, but looks like it. Don't look now, but some toilet paper companies have brilliantly, I might add, increased the size of the diameter of the cardboard roll, so you get less paper. Didn't know that one, did you? Like I said, companies are shelling out millions to marketers to come up with new ways to save money while trying to put one past you. Or better said, to put less past you. And we really can't blame them. They don't want to get you mad and stop buying their product, then they don't want to raise prices, so they just give you less, and they find ways to give you less without making it too obvious. All this has given me a headache, so I'm going to go buy a bottle of aspirin. Oh, wait a minute, maybe I better buy 2 bottles, as a bottle of aspirin ain't what it used to be. Literally. That does it for today's Money Matters. The views expressed are my opinion only and not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 in California, Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Definitely, like, he was cruising for bruising.